Psalm 62 begins and then repeats the theme of waiting on God. Verse 1, My soul truly waiteth still upon God, for of him cometh my salvation. And verse 5, Nevertheless, my soul, wait thou still upon God. Between those verses about waiting, the poet describes individuals who are truly capable of making our lives difficult, of challenging our well-being and self-esteem. It seems to be asking too much to expect believers to wait for Yahweh to act, to set the world right again, especially our world. But the psalmist foresees the instability and presumed power of these individuals, and in verse 3, very cleverly compares them to a tottering wall or a hedge so broken it can no longer function as a fence. Their downfall is forecast. However, even if we believe that there is an all-powerful Creator God who will eventually make things right again, this waiting is something we find difficult. We want our problems to be sorted out immediately, yesterday at the latest. We live in a society that is so impatient that it has even created the abbreviation ASAP. We fear that if we are simply waiting for things to change, waiting for things to be changed, or for God to bring about change, then we are wasting our time. We are driven to fill our waking moments with activities that we, and hopefully others, consider worthwhile. We no longer seem to know how to wait. But waiting on God is in fact work. It is action which is filled with expectation. This kind of waiting can transform who we are. It can help us refocus our activities, our priorities, even perhaps our lives. The psalm concludes, Thou, Lord, art merciful, for thou rewardest every man according to his work. Might expectant waiting be part of our work?